This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett here with Carl.
Yeah, welcome to the Evil Never Dies, everybody. That's an inside joke.
Inside joke. You'll find out Wednesday. What's up?
You talking to me or talking to you?
Talking to you and everybody. What's up?
I had to cancel baseball because of the Metallica concert.
Oh.
Sold my ticket and made $5 profit.
Oh, man. Well, that's good.
I guess, yeah. They lost anyway, so.
Oh, that's the first one they've lost in a while, ain't it?
Oh, they're kind of gotten back to losing streak again.
Well, they won like 12 in a row or something, didn't they?
Now they've lost like 3 in a row, so.
Oh, bummer, man.
The Astros keep winning, so there you go.
Yeah, Astros are pretty good, though. So
they are. They've been in the World Series like 4 times, so yeah.
Isn't that your second favorite team?
It is, so. I'm just really rooting for the Rangers so much this year, but we'll see what happens.
They got a bunch of new blood this year, don't they?
They do, and they weren't even supposed to be in the playoffs this year, so this is a bonus. Next year, it'd be really good.
Cool.
But I've definitely gotten old whenever I'm trying to go to baseball instead of even thinking about going to a Metallica concert, I guess. So,
yeah, all I know is traffic sucked Friday night.
That's why I sold my tickets.
Yeah, it was bad. But,
yeah, I had no interest in
evidently they broke Taylor Swift's record at the.
Because of Pantera. I don't think it was Metallica completely.
A combination of the two,
I guess.
Yeah, we'll see Sunday night. See how many people are for the five finger punch
death, whatever they're called,
and Ice Nine Kills, which they're very popular. So
they
might get a lot of people for them. So.
Review on Metallica. So what's this week's episode?
We're doing End of Days.
Now, you said that I picked this. I did not pick this. You mentioned it, and I put it on the list because you told me to.
Okay, did I?
So this is a Brett episode.
This was probably a year ago when we put it on the list.
It was a year ago, I think. I've been into this Alfred Hitchcock stuff here lately, by the way. So
Okay. But yeah, we're doing End of Days.
And I'm not real
99.
Yeah, and I'm not real familiar with a lot of the backstory on this, so I'm gonna be more contributor for sure tonight, I believe.
Leaving
this to you. Cause I remember going to the theater and seeing this in 1999 because we thought the world was gonna end. Of course.
Yep.
And I really enjoyed the movie at the theater, and that was 1999, and it fit 1999 well. So let's talk about End of Days, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All righty. Directed by Peter Hyams. And what was he known for? You probably don't remember this movie. Remember Capricorn 1?
I do not.
Like, it was from 1977. It was like a conspiracy science fiction movie about the United States astronaut program and all that.
No, I don't. But it does sound vaguely familiar.
And now, he did Outland.
Yeah.
And Running Scared.
So Sam Raimi was actually offered to do the movie, and he turned it down
because he was going to do your favorite movie of all time,
For Love of the Game.
Yep, that's why he turned it down.
Good choice. That was my favorite movie of all time.
That was going to be part of my
trivia,
but since you fucked that up.
That's about all I know is Sam Raimi turned it down, and James Cameron suggested this guy to be the director, this Peter whatever.
Yep.
So that's all I got. So I done ruined part of your trivia. So
and he also did the cinematography for this movie too, which him and Arnold didn't get along too well.
Yeah, Arnold said he thought that it wasn't a well-directed movie. Arnold didn't care for the guy. They didn't get along. I know that much, too.
All right, it was written by Andrew W. Marlowe, produced by Armand Bernstein and Bill Borden. Cinematography, like I said, was by Peter Hyams. Edited by Stephen Kemper. Music by John Debney. And I was watching it today, and I thought I heard a metal song playing in the background on something, but I found nothing on no soundtrack.
There is a soundtrack.
Okay.
Oops. It's not the score, but I know this too. Guns N' Roses actually did a song for this a movie called Oh My God, and it was like an industrial sounding song. It was the first song by the new Guns N' Roses with Buckethead and the bunch.
Huh.
So I actually have it on CD.
That's a song I heard playing in the background of one of the.
It might have been. Yeah. I bought that just for that song, and then I'm like, what? It's awful. It's a terrible song.
All right. Production company is Beacon Pictures, distributed by Universal Pictures. It was released on November 24th of 1999. Had a running time of 122 minutes. Released in the United States. English language. Budget was, I've heard, from $100 million to $165 million. And ended up making $212 million in the U.S. and 65 million pounds in the U.K.
Yeah, it made money.
Definitely made its money back.
It did make its money, and it was a pretty big budgeted movie for what it was, I guess.
All right, let's go over the cast here before I have you go do the plot.
If I can do the plot.
Okay. Like you said, we got Arnold Schwarzenegger as Jericho Kane.
That's a cool name, actually. I like the name.
And I got some trivia on where that name came from.
Okay, cool. Because I knew he was called Jericho, but I didn't know that Jericho Kane. That sounds like, I like that name.
Well, you'll find out. I'm going to feed you, baby bird, here in a little bit. So
feed me, Bubba. Feed me.
Next, we got Gabriel Byrne as, he's credited as the man, but he's fucking Satan.
Yeah.
And he does such a good fucking job in this movie. I love him as the devil, man. Did a really good job. Robin Tooney as Christine York. Kevin Pollak is Bobby Chicago. CCH Pounder as Detective Marge Francis. Derek O'Connor as Thomas Aquinas. Miriam Margolyes as Mabel. Udo Kier as Dr. Abel. He's your favorite actor, isn't he? He played Blood for Dracula. He played Dracula.
That is my favorite actor. Now, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I knew him from somewhere. Udo.
Mark Margolyes as the Pope. Rod Steiger as Father Kovac, and that would be his last movie that he filmed in the United States. Victor Varnado as the albino. He was
creepy.
Yeah, he was. If you look at him really close, he sort of looks like Colonel Sanders from Kentucky Fried Chicken, dude.
The dude's creepy as fuck.
He's got the little beard and shit like him. It's crazy. Mark Lawrence as the old man.
He was creepy too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of creepy shit in this movie. I will
there
give you
is.
That.
Denise D. Lewis as Emily Kane. Renee Olstead as Amy Kane. And Mo Gallini as the monk. And that
before
is the cast.
Before the show ends, I have to tell me to remind me to tell you what I've been requested.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
I'm sure I'll remember that within the next half hour or so.
Let me just bust it out right now.
I guess. Go ahead, man.
I've had 5 requests for us to do Halloween Ends.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Evil Dies Tonight. Oh, wrong movie.
Wrong movie.
So the plot of this thing, it starts out there's a comet going over the moon. I think it's 1980 or some shit. Maybe
no,
it's
go back a little bit.
79.
79, yeah.
That makes sense because 1999 is when it all happens.
Yep.
So there's a baby born and they like cut up a snake and throw the snake's blood over the baby. They're Satanist. And this chick has been chosen, or this baby has been chosen to be the mother of Satan's child. So the Pope sends a priest on a mission to protect the baby. And there's some rogue elements of the Vatican that want to kill her. And then the devil possesses an investment banker. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's drunk and tries to kill himself, and his buddy or private security, they're hired to protect the investment banker, who's the devil.
And this is all this is forward to 1999 now. This
we
is
forwarded
like
to 1999.
2 days before the millennium.
Millennium.
December so, 28th or whatever.
So Schwarzenegger and his buddy, they shoot at the devil or the investment banker, and Arnold gets shot, but he's wearing a vest. And then it just turns into a full-fledged Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. They get on a helicopter. They do this. They do that. And the
get
horror,
me to the chopper. Get me to the chopper.
The horror element disappears at this point, and it becomes basically your average Arnold Schwarzenegger movie for the next hour and a half, maybe.
Probably, yeah.
And
the hour is 2 hours long. So.
Yeah, and then it goes back to being sort of a supernatural movie near the last maybe 45 minutes, and that's pretty much the plot of the movie. That's all I got, man. This movie moves fast, and
it moves fast for how long it is.
And it makes little sense half the time.
Yep.
This devil's possessing all. Yeah, it's a trip, dude. It's a real trip.
Yes, it is.
That's all I got for a plot. I don't know what else to say past that. It's sort of a plotless movie. The plot is the devil,
good versus evil, basically.
Basically, devil's going to impregnate girl and have the devil's baby, and
supposed to be the end of the world. Then.
And in the world, that's the plot of the movie.
But
so.
the thing is, he had to impregnate her between 11 and 12 p.m. on December 31st, 1990.
Unfortunately, Arnold Schwarzenegger got involved. So when he gets involved, things usually don't go according to plan for the bad guy. Unless he's the bad guy playing a Terminator.
Yeah.
That's all I got, man. I don't know what else to say for a plot.
All right. I guess we'll go into some trivia here. There's a lot of trivia on this, but I'm not going to go through all of it.
Okay.
This was Arnold's first movie since Batman and Robin in 1997, where he played Mr. Freeze. And then
that was the worst role ever.
Remember right after that, though, he had a heart attack or whatever and had to have heart surgery. So he auditioned for this role and got the role, but the assholes at Universal are, they had an insurance guy follow him around the whole time while he was on set to see if he could handle it. And
they did?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep, to see if he could handle it. And the insurance guy asked him, "Hey, do you enjoy this kind of punishment?" And Arnold says he's used to it. And after the first week, the guy backed off and didn't follow him around anymore. So,
well, good for them.
And then after that, he started getting more and more roles. So
maybe that Batman and Robin, that Mr. Freeze, made him have a heart attack. It was such a bad role.
Was that the one with the poison ivy too?
Yes. And I remember, you know, me and my friend David are huge Batman fans, and the trailer for Batman and Robin was such a cool trailer.
Yeah.
And we're like, whoa, this movie's going to be absolutely outstanding. And oh my God, it was so, so terrible. I think I've only watched that movie like at the theater once. And I think I tried to watch it on, because it came on Blu-ray or DVD with a pack. And I tried to watch it once. And when Arnold came out and said, "My name is Freeze, learn it well or you will all die," I'm like, dude, no.
I think we actually seen that in the theater too when it came out.
It was awful.
Yeah, it was. I wonder if Arnie gets money for that ride.
I don't know. You think he does?
I don't know.
There is a Mr. Freeze ride. I forgot about that.
That's funny.
My name is Freeze.
All right.
I forgot he had a heart attack after that. That's crazy.
Yep. Yep, remember he had to have heart surgery.
I didn't know it was back then.
It was all, ooh, is Arnie going to be able to act again? Yeah.
I don't know. I think in 1999, I was so worried about the world ending, I wasn't paying attention to things.
Were you worried about that?
Yeah, I was, actually.
Was you really?
I was a big conspiracy theorist up until then, a big Nostradamus person. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, I really did. I was worried. I wasn't really worried about the Y2K. I just thought something was going to happen. Yeah. I mean, obviously the world is a worse place now than it was in 1999, but
way worse.
But in 1999, I thought it was bad. Little did I know it was just going to get worse.
Yes, it's went downhill ever since then. All right. Udo Kier said he was considered an offer for the role of Satan in the film, but the producers didn't want the hero and the villain to both have German Australian accents.
Yeah, I can see that, I guess. I guess. I don't
but
know.
He was eventually cast in a secondary role.
That's my
he's got a strong dude. He's got a very strong German accent.
That's my Dracula dude, right?
Yep. Yep.
I knew him from somewhere.
Your favorite actor of all time.
I don't know that he was bad in the movie. It was just a bad movie. I mean, I don't really blame the actor if it's a bad script. Now, I blame the actor when it's bad acting, and Arnold is pretty bad in this.
Yes, it's your typical Arnold.
He overacts worse than normal.
Yes, he does. All right. Arnold Schwarzenegger's youngest daughter visited the set the day that Arnold was tied to a cross and hung up in an alleyway.
Good time to visit.
Yeah. And there's a photo of them together while he's strapped into it in the Schwarzenegger biography, Total Recall, if you want to check that out.
This movie sort of reminded me of Total Recall in parts as far as the special effects.
Oh, there's a couple of things that remind me of. I'll get to that in a little bit, too. There's a couple of scenes that remind me of other movies, or they sort of maybe ripped off. So,
yeah.
All right. This was one of the last movies to be pressed into the Laserdisc format.
Oh, that's some good trivia right there.
Yeah. So if you got that, it's probably worth some money.
I ever tell you I bought a Laserdisc player at a garage sale?
Oh yeah,
I did, and I had like three laser discs, and one of them was an Ozzy concert.
Really?
Yep.
People
I don't know
still
what happened.
People still play that stuff, man. They still use that stuff.
People say LaserDisc was the best format ever. I mean, obviously, the 4K Blu-ray, there's no way it could even come close at this stage, but fuck, I don't know.
All right. Miriam Margolis, who played the nurse or the caretaker of Christine, revealed later in a talk show that she did not like working with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, hell, why not?
She said he farted in her face and okay. Didn't say nothing.
That's sort of awkward.
You'd think he'd at least say, excuse me.
Sorry, I fart in your face. I can't do a good Arnold tonight. I ain't had enough to drink yet.
Gabriel Byrne plays both good and evil in the same year. Plays Satan in this film, and he plays a Catholic priest in Stigmata, also from 1999.
Stigmata is a great movie.
Yes, it is. And that also has, what's her name in it? Can't think of her name.
I can't either.
She was in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Patricia Arquette.
Yes. She was hot in this movie, too.
Yeah, why don't we just switch topics and talk about Stigmata now?
But, yeah, he did a good job in both those movies, I think. All right. The role of Jericho Kane was written for Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise would have been good in this.
Probably, yes.
He would have been way better than Arnold would have been in this.
Yes.
This would have made this an entirely different movie if Tom Cruise had been in it.
But he chose to do the movie Magnolia.
He made a mistake.
Yeah.
This would have been a lot better movie with Tom.
That is probably his worst movie.
It is.
For sure.
Tom Cruise would have been fucking awesome in this. I love Arnold, but some movies he just should not be in. Arnold Schwarzenegger is good at one thing, and that's playing a Terminator. And I'm sure people will disagree with me. I don't like Arnold as a comedian actor. I don't like him in roles like this. I don't know, man.
You know what my favorite Arnold movie is?
What?
Fucking Kindergarten Cop, dude.
I can't stand that shit. But, you know, I'm not a big comedy guy anyway.
I love that movie, dude. That's
all
my
I
favorite.
Seem to like is dirty comedies, you know, like, I don't know. Yeah. I love you, Philip Morris. That's the best comedy ever.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Liv Tyler was offered the role of Christine York.
But she would have been good in it, too.
Yes, she would have, but she was doing Empire Records at the time. Also, Guillermo del Toro was offered the chance to direct. I bet this movie would have been badass if he would have.
It would have been, yeah, he would have made it good. So would Sam. Sam Raimi would have made it. Well,
exactly.
Yeah. Now that I'm hearing this, this could have been a really, really interesting movie if we switched a couple of these names.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. All right. Jericho's character, the handgun that he used was a Glock 34. Since the movie filmed in 1998 and released in 99, the Glock 34 was a brand new handgun at the time and was considered a hero gun. And the gun released exclusively for the film to advertise it.
Cool.
But he also used a Glock 21, a Glock 17, and a bunch of other Glocks.
I like Glocks. I'm a big fan of the Glock. I am.
All righty, let's see here. Let's go through some shorter ones here. It's one of the three movies revolving on the satanic aspect from 1999. The Ninth Gate and Stigmata both were released that year.
The Ninth Gate is another really, really good movie.
Yes, it is. All right. This was Arnold Schwarzenegger's final film of the 20th century.
Well, fuck. It was the final film of the 20th century for everybody, wasn't it?
I know.
Kind of bunk trivia right there. You caught me for like a second. Like shit.
Oh, shit. Kate Winslet was also offered the part for Christine York, but she turned it down.
There's a lot of people turning this movie down.
Well, she did a lot. The girl that did it did a good job in it for sure. Let's see what else we got here. Universal couldn't find a director. Nobody wanted to direct this film.
Everybody turned it down.
Everybody turned it down. And then James Cameron finally suggested Peter Hyams,
who went to war with Arnold almost immediately.
Went to war with Arnold because the movie was too dark, which it was. A lot of dark scenes. And I guess that made it very hard to edit. And the editor actually quit 3/4 of the way through and was like, I can't do this anymore.
You know, a lot of this trivia you're giving me is starting to put things in perspective a lot better. What could have been and what was not. Yeah.
Thomas Aquinas, who played the priest that was trying to assassinate Satan. The rifle that he uses when he's on the rooftop is an Imbel Arms Congo rifle. So basically, it's a fucking elephant gun.
Jesus Christ.
Let's see here. Arnold always admitted that he didn't think Peter Hyams was the right choice for director.
I agree with Arnold, but I don't think Arnold was the right choice for Jericho.
Exactly.
I think I would rather send Chris Jericho in this. The rest.
There's a scene which depicts Satan dropping a cigarette into a flammable liquid, gasoline, which the camera follows as it burns. This is a scene similar to the scene in Usual Suspects from 1995, also featuring Gabriel Byrne and Kevin Pollak. That's a good movie, Usual Suspects.
I don't remember that offhand.
Good crime show. Stan Winston did an awesome job on the special effect makeup and the fucking Satan creature. That was the best Satan creature I think I've ever seen.
Where was the Satan creature?
At the end?
Well,
yeah.
I missed that part.
What'd you do? Fall asleep?
Actually, I turned it off.
Very good Satan creature. And he did very good special effects makeup on Gabriel Byrne when he was like when he got messed up, like shot or whatever, and would like start like turning into Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did good. They couldn't get the puppeteering right on the creature itself, so they had to half-ass it. Half of it was done regular, and half of it was done CGI. It was like one of the first CGI computer-generated stuff that was done back in the day.
Interesting.
Yeah. keep the film on schedule, Los Angeles was doubled for New York City.
Okay.
And they would digitally incorporate New York City buildings in the background, CGI-wise. Let's see, what else do we got? 4 months after filming, Arnold returned to film a new ending. There's actually, I guess there's two endings on this.
There are two endings, yes. The DVD had the second the other ending, and it's a lot better ending. It would have made the movie a way better. I don't know if we want to spoil that or not. I don't know.
Is there a Blu-ray on this? Or just DVD?
Well, here's the deal. So I bought this movie on DVD when it came out. I must have watched it a couple times. And then Vudu, when it first launched, you could actually put your DVD in the computer and it would like instantly go to Vudu. So I put it on Vudu and I sold the DVD and I never bought it again. So I don't have the DVD anymore. And I don't know if it's on Blu-ray. I watched this on Vudu.
Oh, okay.
With my free code that I got in whenever Vudu first launched.
All right.
So the alternate ending was better. It made the movie a lot better. I hated the ending of this movie.
Yeah, it was, should have been, could have been different for sure. Could have went a bunch of different ways with it.
Well, should I spoil the alternate ending?
Go ahead, spoil it, because I'm done with trivia.
Arnold did not die. And him and Christine sort of like they were going to hook up. That was sort of the alternate ending. I think God came and saved him. Something like that. If it's God or Jesus or somebody. Some holy person. I think it was God showed up and healed Arnold, and he got up and ran off with Christine. And I think they lived happily ever after. Better ending. I think.
All right. Sounds good. I ain't never seen that version.
Yeah, we'd have to find the DVD, which I sold. So sorry, dude. You may have a copy of Texas Chainsaw Massacre coming to you soon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's coming out on 4K.
Oh, cool.
I will be getting rid of my Blu-ray because the 4K has got awesome shit on it.
Okay. The original?
The original. And, you know, we missed the opportunity. It's the 50th anniversary of the original this weekend. Yep. So we're going to have to cover the original soon.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll do it next week.
I'll have to get you the Blu-ray.
All right.
I got to get my 4K. So
does the Blu-ray got any special content on it?
Yes, it does.
Okay, cool.
Lots. So we may need a couple weeks to go through all this content.
I think Gunnar Hansen's thing is on Tubi, I think, his thing that he did.
Well, why don't we do like a, I'll get you the Blu-ray. It's got a DVD with it too. And we'll do a couple weeks of research and we'll do like a special edition on Chainsaw, since that's a movie that deserves a special edition, and it's the 50th anniversary. So coming soon, we're going to do a super episode. We may break it into parts so it won't be so long. I don't know. I know the Jimbo and Kyle have done that before.
Yeah.
They've done part one, and I think it's Titanic.
Chainsaw would be the one to do in two parts.
It would be, especially with all the content that's available out there, and it's good content. There's even Toby Hooper and William Franken, who just passed away. It's like an hour and a half
William
of them.
William Friedkin.
It's an hour and a half of them discussing Chainsaw.
Oh, both of them?
Both of them. And for nerds like us and the movie stuff, that's like classic shit right there.
Really?
Now, it's on the 4K. I don't know that it's on the Blu-ray. Okay. I don't remember it being on the Blu-ray, but I haven't watched that movie in a while.
Okay.
We've totally lost track of End of Days.
Yeah, we did.
Back to that and finish up on End of Days.
All right. Well, that's all about all I got for End of Days.
Well, that's all I've got, and that's all I really want to talk about of End of Days. I mean,
All right, Carl. What do you rate End of Days at?
I want you to rate it first.
Want me to rate it first?
Yes.
Okay.
Be truthful.
Be truthful. good special effects, good action sequences. I love the devil character, the Stan Winston's work at the very end of the movie,
which I missed. Well, I remembered it. It's not like I missed it. I knew I was just really kind of sick of watching the movie, and it was like 12:30, and I'm like, you know what? I know how this ends. So
I think it had a pretty good plot. You know, I could see the plot happening. You know,
I guess it seemed very convoluted plot to me.
It was just long the way they construed it is the thing. Was. But I'm gonna give it a 3.5.
Okay. Like I said, I watched this in 1999 and enjoyed the fuck out of it. I bought it on DVD and probably enjoyed it then. And then I moved it to Vudu and I haven't watched this movie in forever. Well, I watched it and I'm going to give this movie a 1.5.
Oh!
Yeah. The acting is not good in it. Schwarzenegger's terrible. I don't think the girl that played Christine did a good job. The characters are just everywhere. The director just didn't do a good job. The cinematography he did okay with.
Except for it being dark.
It was way too dark. But I'm talking about just, I don't know, maybe he didn't do a good job thinking about the dark. I just don't enjoy this movie. I'm never going to probably watch it again. And it's just, again, you know, watching it in 1999, I thought it was wonderful. But now it just seems dated. Boring, slow, and it could have been better. Better director. Bring in Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks, whoever, just not Arnold. And it could have been better. Well, maybe they lost opportunity.
Maybe they need to do a remake of it.
I don't know, but I really have to give it a 1.5. I just can't. And I don't hate the movie. I just didn't enjoy it. I'm not going to trash on it. It's just not a movie I enjoyed. It could have been, should have been, and was not. That is the way I look at it in 2023 eyes.
Okay.
So,
I hear you, man.
The score wasn't good. I didn't really mind the dark. I don't know. There's so much wrong with it. I don't think I even paid attention to it being dark. But, yeah, lost opportunity. Good for its time, has not aged worth a shit.
No, it hasn't.
Not at all. I mean, I watched movies from the 50s. I watched Universal movies from the 30s that just have aged so elegantly. This is not. Again, 99, you had the CGI starting and shit. It just don't work for me. That's my final take on it. I give it a thumbs down, and I really don't even recommend it. It's not worth the time. It's just, it's
boring. You don't think so, really?
It's not worth it. I don't recommend it.
All right. I think.
Maybe I should give it a 2. I think I went a little low, but.
You're upping it to a 2?
It's just not worth it. It's not worth wasting your time watching this movie. It's not a fun movie. It doesn't pay off in the end.
No.
I do not recommend it. So if you have the opportunity, I would just skip this.
I say watch it at least once and see what you think, then throw it in the trash.
Unless you're a big Arnold fan, then you might actually.
Yeah, if you're an Arnold fan. Yeah.
But I don't think Arnold did his best work in this. So I know I sort of trashed on Arnold earlier. I like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I do. I just. Sometimes I think he gets miscast a lot, and you know,
I like Kindergarten Cop a lot better.
Maybe if they redid this now and had The Rock playing the, you never tell me how the Jericho name came from.
Oh,
fuck! That's the big thing. I'm gonna steal that.
Big
name.
News: the Jericho thing.
Yeah,
when they were promoting this, Arnold was actually on Monday Night Raw one night.
So it is related to Chris Jericho.
Yes, it was between Chris Jericho and Kane.
Oh, wow.
Kane. Yep.
So that's the biggest trivia of them all, and you missed it.
I know. I forget. You fucked me up, man.
I didn't say anything tonight.
That's the big trivia.
That's him. That's cool. So Jericho Kane, he's named after Chris Jericho and Kane.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Well, as you know, back then Jericho went as Y2K.
Yep.
So yeah, it was.
I'll see.
It,
now
like,
I'll definitely give
that.
It a two, just because of the name of Jericho Kane gives it a two, just because that's a cool ass name. Remake it with The Rock. Have a better director. Yeah, it might be a better movie if they made it today, but we got enough satanic possession exorcism movies running around that we don't need any others. I'm hoping this new Exorcist movie pays off.
I don't know, man. We'll see.
And yeah, that's taken back to them guys. Blumhouse. People want us to review Halloween Ends.
Okay.
They want it.
It's not going to be pretty.
I don't know, man. The
I'm
last time
the
I watched
Halloween, I'm probably the biggest Halloween fan.
I know,
of
and
them
you hate
all.
It. You made me watch fucking Blood for Dracula. I'm going to make you watch Halloween Ends again. You know what? The last time I watched it, I didn't mind it as bad. So
it's just,
maybe we'll do it soon, but not next week.
Yeah,
we'll do it in September.
Yeah, when it
and
cools down.
Coming soon, a Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah,
ultra
for
review.
Sure.
Ultra
for
review.
Sure. Yes, for sure.
And I don't know what to do next week. The midweek, I know, is going to be important.
Well, maybe next week we'll do the other movie that I gave you a choice for this week, which don't say nothing.
Kindergarten Cop. Yeah, we could do that.
We'll do Kindergarten Cop. How's that sound?
Yeah. We're doing, I'm doing Lizzie Borden on Wednesday. We talked about that on the message board, the Evil Never Dies, the Evil Ones message board.
Yep.
And there was some discussion about Lizzie Borden, so I jumped up on there and did Master of Disguise. So that will be Wednesday.
Gave Lizzie Borden a new fan for sure.
I know. So, you know, if you're not on our message board, you need to really join it. There's a lot of cool stuff going on there. We need more interaction.
The evil ones.
So look it up on Facebook and join the message board. The I guess it's a group, is it not?
Group, yes.
Yeah.
That's so 90s, the written message board, early 2000s.
Dude, I come from the BBS days of the internet. I used to get on an Omega computer internet and did all my stuff. I used to download games, everything. I had a 2400 baud modem, which was like...
Ooh!
Then I got a 9600, and me and the guy with the Omega computer were the only people in the state that had them. So yeah,
really?
I come from the message board days. I've been doing this computer shit a long time. I would have shit a brick if I'd have known that I could do now. Back then, I wouldn't have known what to think.
No shit.
We can broadcast basically 4K video out, you know, every week.
I know, that's crazy, ain't it? All right. You got anything else on?
I do. No, not on Days of End or End of Days or whatever it's called. Nothing. But I've been watching, you know, I watch all my stuff on YouTube primarily. And I noticed pros like Eric Bischoff and everybody, our video looks just as good as theirs. So I'm impressed. We have a good engineer.
Who's the fuck's that guy?
Nate. Good job.
Award-winning
no, our video looks really
Nate.
Good. Our video looks as good as the professional podcasters on YouTube.
Well, I finally got a new camera here and new light situation. So hopefully my settings don't change. Got them
every time
now.
Zoom changes, it fucks us up in some capacity.
Yeah, I know. Every time Zoom does an update.
This last Zoom update helped me out a lot. It really did. It was a good update.
All right, everybody. That's it for the end
of
days from 1999. And check us out on all the social medias. Like Carl said, join the group. Like and subscribe to that YouTube channel. And got anything else to say, Carl?
www.carltodd.com if you want a quick and easy link to everything we do. Podcasts,
yeah,
YouTube page and the Haunted House. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, come to the Haunt. If you live in Indianapolis, come to the Haunt, wherever you're at. It's going to be fun. If it ever gets cool here, still 106.
Yes, it is. It's so, 9 o'clock at night, and it's still like 102 out. So
I need to go walk that haunted house and see what the hell's going on. That tree's still there, but it actually kind of looks cool. It looks like we have a roof over things.
It's got to go, though, dude.
It looks cool. It
might got to go.
It's going to stay because I'm not going to cut it down. My chainsaw's broke.
We just don't. Well, mine's out there. You just got to start it up and fire it up. Got a new chain on it.
I'm not going out in 100 degree heat and starting a chainsaw. I'll go walk in it, but I ain't getting a chainsaw in it.
All right, everybody. Thanks for watching and for listening. And we will talk to you. Well, Carl will talk to you Wednesday.
I will talk to you Wednesday, and we'll see how bad I fucked that up.
All right.
I'm not a good solo host, I don't think. I'm a better sidekick.
All right. Stay evil, everybody. Bye.
December 31st, 1999. The end of a century. The end of a millennium. The beginning of the end.
He's coming for you, Christine. Can you see him?
Who are you?
How do you know my name?
He's gonna find you, Christine.
Get down on the ground!
You don't know what you've done!
You said here the guy spoke to you.
Yeah, so what?
The guy doesn't have a tongue.
Listen to this. I've seen the earth laid to waste. Take it easy. We're the good guys.
They tried to kill me. Why?
She's been chosen.
Chosen for what?
If the Dark Angel consummates your flesh with this human body before midnight on New Year's Eve, then he unlocks the gate of hell.
I've come for my wife, Christine.
May God forgive us!
Let her go.
How can you expect to defeat me? When I am forever, and you are just a man.